Are you on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was working.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Customer Service. My name is Donna. Cherry, how can I help you?
Yes, I tried putting my address in for the Ecto-1 Ghostbusters thing, and the automatic fill-in deal that just kept changing my address. So I chatted with Brandy Kramer, and she gave me the telephone number so I could call you.
Oh, okay. All right. Can I get your phone number so I can pull it up?
570-537-2372.
All right. Do you have your account number?
I don't have an account number. This is the first time I've ever tried to buy anything.
Okay. Let's see. Can I get your last name?
Card. C-A-R-D.
All right. First name?
Roy. R-O-Y.
All right. And did you just place the order this evening?
Yeah. I just tried putting it in. Every time I put it in, it kept changing my address and changed the first line of the address, and it changed the city, and then it changed the zip code. I don't know why I was doing all that, but every time I put it in like 3 or 4 times, and that's when I said enough of that.
Okay. One moment. I'll be happy to take a look and see. Let's see. All right. And so can I ask what your item you were trying to purchase?
The Ghostbusters Ecto-1 car.
All right. Let's see. Because I'll be happy to try and place it for you. Okay?
Right.
Let's see. All right. You're wanting to do the trial offer?
Yeah, for the... I'd like to get the platinum subscription.
Okay,
for
the
lighting kit and the case.
All right, so I'll do the platinum as well. Let's see. Would you like a T-shirt? What size?
Large to extra large.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Okay. Okay, just 1 second. All right. All right, then can I get your email address?
Right now I'm on my cell phone. That is card2989@gmail.com.
That's CARD2989?
Yes, @gmail.com.
@gmail.com, okay. All right. Well, it is saying the email is not valid. Let's see.
It's not. That's the one I'm using on my cell phone. You want to try a different email?
Just one moment. I'm just looking to make sure I've got it right. CARD2989@gmail.com.
Yep.
CARD2989@gmail.com. What do you mean it don't match? Giving me a hard time here.
How about try RAC11 at NPACC.net.
Okay, at
NPACC.
All right, so I have RAC 11 at NPACC.net.
Yep, see if that one worked.
All right. One moment, I have to type it in twice. Why do you keep telling me it's not a match? Something again, just one moment. Go back out here and try it again all over. Just one second. I'm apologize for the inconvenience. Just a second. Okay, and let's see. And your phone number?
It is 570-537-2372.
570-537-2372. Okay. Still telling me that the email does not match.
Huh. Oh.
Come on, let's see. Just one second, let me check on something. Did it give you trouble with your email when you tried it?
No, it just kept changing my address.
Okay.
And it put me somewhere else. I mean, come up with a list of 16929s, and Lawrenceville, PA wasn't one of them. That's the only one that I know is it's 16929. So I don't know what it was doing. Going crazy or something.
Okay, just one moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. It's not going to let me go beyond this until...
Yeah, I put my address in like 3 different times, and every time I'd put it in, it changed it to something else.
Okay, and I'm just making sure I've got RAC 11 at NPACC.net.
Yeah, that's my laptop or my desktop computer.
Okay.
I got a different one on my cell phone, but.
Right. I just want to make sure that it was correct that each. I'm not understanding why. Just one second, I'm going to try something else. I've not had this trouble in the past. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. I know it's not going to let me get past it without it. Just a second. And you have been chatting with Brandy on the line, on the chat about.
Yeah, she just gave me your number and I told her what was going on. And she said that I tried calling customer service and I put in a number with a question mark and she gave me a number and then I got on this phone and called you.
Well, we'll see if we can't get this one because it's only up. I have a problem. And the other one was card 2989.
Yeah.
gmail.com. .com.
And that goes with number 607-425-5108.
What, the phone number?
The phone number goes with that email, and then the 570 goes with the other email.
Okay, well, just one sec, I'll change the phone number in just one moment. I didn't realize it was a different phone number. I'm just trying to get them to match first. All right, now, the email address. It does match. What is the phone number?
You're breaking up pretty bad here.
Okay, I'm sorry. What is the phone number you want to use with this email?
For the card email?
Yeah.
Is 607-425-5108.
All right, 607-425-5108.
Yep.
Okay. It does match. Stop.
Don't let go in either, huh?
Oh. Okay, I'm going to try something one more time and see. I apologize for the inconvenience. Just one moment.
I couldn't get it to work either. I'm about ready to say the heck with it, you know?
Well, they are in the middle of working on it and updating it, so I'm not sure if that is having anything.
It seems like it must be because it just kind of did what it wanted to do, not what I wanted it to do.
Well, I can be a little stubborn with it, too. I'll say, wait, no. Okay, you can act like my kids, but I'm going to keep at you till you. All right, let's see. We'll just try it again. All right, and we're doing the platinum. And we're doing the t-shirt, large to extra large. Bingo. All right. Roy, R-O-Y, and then C-A-R-D. And
yep.
Then C-A-R-D, 2989@gmail.com. Do it again. Let's all right, just one moment. Unusual, but let's see. Well, I'm gonna try something as well. We'll see if it will affect my email address at the moment. Just so. Because doesn't accept mine, I'm gonna go, okay, we are in trouble. Okay, just one second. All right, so let's see. Okay, just one moment. I'm gonna get you transferred over, and get you some assistance. Just one moment. And I apologize. I don't know if it's something in my system. So, just one moment. All right. All right, but I do thank you for speaking with me at Eagle Moss Customer Service. One moment.